It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the reads you need. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. They've been on duty helping farmers since 1955. Micrometer, supplying a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by farmers and trusted by American farmers for almost 65 years. And for a limited time only, producers, when you order a new flow meter, you can get free shipping for it by just mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. You go to the website, micrometer.com/ag, and then be sure and enter that free shipping code, FREESHIP. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Learn more by visiting the website, micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. The Vice President of the United States is headed to Nebraska today. As Mike Pence will survey the damage from the massive flood, he'll be joined by politicians from both Nebraska and Iowa. It's estimated the agriculture losses in Nebraska from this flood could exceed $1 billion. It's happened now 13 times in Illinois since January 1st. In 12 weeks, 13 times. An Illinois State Police patrol car has been hit while stopped on the shoulder or at the scene of an accident. The most recent incident was on the Interstate 80 stretch at Joliet, Illinois. The trooper was treated for injuries that were not life-threatening. Illinois Trooper Christopher Lambert was killed when his car was slammed into back in January. From This Week in Agribusiness, as U.S. farmers wonder how challenging this planting season could be, if it continues to be wet like this, the word from our competitors in South America is that the Brazilian soybean crop is almost two-thirds harvested now, 63% harvested. That's ahead of last year, and it's ahead of average. It represents an advance of only about 6%, though, for the past week. Soybean harvest down into Brazil has been slowed down by their persistent wet weather. We find cold cases intriguing. Of course, that's why there was a television show by that name. In Michigan, lawmen say they have solved a 30-year-old murder after reopening 9 years ago, a case that had gone cold. The ex-convict, out of prison for less than 2 years, has been arrested in California for killing Wanda Wilkinson at Bangor, Michigan, back in 1989. Well, the Republicans in Kansas are said to be weighing Mike Pompeo, whether the Secretary of State might be a good candidate for U.S. Senator next year, or maybe for the governor of Kansas in 2022. Yes, the former congressman and former CIA director does still have a job in Washington on the Trump team running the State Department. But yesterday, during a conference in Overland Park, Kansas, Secretary Pompeo quipped, "I'm going to be there until he tweets me out of office." Apparently a reference to how former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson learned he'd been fired by Donald Trump. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.